This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Welcome to the 10th episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hi, I'm Emma48 Frances, and thank you so much for stopping by today's episode. I appreciate it a lot, and I appreciate you because you chose my safe space to stay in. By the way, today's episode is a paid advertisement by Spotify. So, kamusta ka naman? How are you? How's your heart? How's your mental health? Grabe, sobrang tagal na talaga since the last time I talked to you here. And akala nating lahat na wala ng podcast, pero guess what? It's already our last episode for season 2. Wow. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's like we just started season 1 and now we're on our third na. No, grabe. Anyway, I don't know what you're going through right now, but please do know that I am here for you. Kasama mo ako. I want you to know that you matter here and you are so important to me and Frances loves you so much. I hope you love her too. And from the time you hear this, ML48 for sure has already announced a big thing for me. And guess what? I am already ML48 Frances / Baby Blue. I know it's so sudden. Kahit ako gulat din ako sobra. And alam mo, honestly, I really didn't expect to be one. It's really true that I love singing, you know, ML48 songs. But for some reason, hindi ko makaya-kayang kantahin ng songs ng Baby Blue. And actually, nung recent na ML event, actually, nung alam niyo yung nag-compete kami with other Star Magic ML players and they asked us to perform at least one ML48 or Baby Blue song. And actually, naisip ko talagang kumanta ng Baby Blue na kanta for the first time. Pero, for some reason, hindi ko talaga makaya-kayang kantahin siya. And I think it's because I never actually imagined myself to be there, you know? Kasi syempre, when there are performances, of course, we sing ML48 songs, but not Baby Blue songs. And it should just be Ate Jan, Amy, and my Ut-Ut Koko, diba? So when I first heard about the news, iyak talaga ako sobra. As in. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you na nasanay na talaga akong taga-cheer lang. And actually, it's not bad. Yung nanonood sa mga ate kong Senbatsu na nagpe-perform. And alam mo, ang hinihintay ko lang talagang blessing is yung coupling song. Kasi part ako doon. Pero alam mo yun, kung sa basketball pa, bangko apo lagi. Pero I didn't get mad. I wasn't sad. Actually, I was happy. Kasi syempre, I have more time to train for myself, I had more time to study, I had more time for my personal life, and I'm happy that I get to be happy for someone else's success. So, I cried. Sobra talaga akong umiyak. And una kong tinanong sa coach ko, huh? Sino po yung nawala? Bakit ako pinalit? You know, why me? I don't even deserve the spot. And when I heard about Ate Jan's departure, sobra akong nalungkot. And alam nyo, guys, kasi, madami pa lang kausap. Alam mo kasi, mahal. Yung ano kasi, mahal. Hindi, alam mo kasi, pag kasi merong umaalis na member ng ML48, kahit hindi man, alam mo yon, kahit hindi man kami nakapag-usap ng matagal, kasi pandemic, so, alam nyo yon, pero sobra iba yung epekto sa aming mga girls pag may umaalis. And actually, the night that they announced me as Baby Blue, I actually immediately spoke to Ate Jan and I gave her a chat. And after that, grabe, sobrang haba ng usapan namin ni Ate Jan. And wala na akong ibang masabi kundi masaya ako sa kung ano man yung magiging success niya pa outside ML48 kasi kayang-kaya niya talaga. Pero alam, yun nga, masakit. So, I grieve with you sa part na yun. Pero, indeed, everything happened talaga for a reason. And, yeah, pinaulit ko pa nga sa coach ko kung totoo ba talaga, kung alam mo yun, sure na ba talaga, kasi hindi talaga ako makapaniwala eh. And again, after a lot of crying, I prayed and I thanked God. And sabi ko talaga, paano nangyari to lahat? How did this happen? And I talked to my family right away. Grabe, it was all a blur, but one thing's for sure. I am extremely grateful and blessed. So, right now, I just want my season 2 last episode to somewhat be a thank you letter for all of you who genuinely supported me. And so, my love, I wanna say thank you so much for being there. Thank you because you have been there. You were with me all throughout my journey and I owe all of these to you. In my third generation journey, I thought I'll just be waiting for the coupling song, but no. This blessing came and it completely changed my life. And kung nasa lugar ka man or sitwasyon na hinihintay mo pa yung blessing or opportunity sa buhay mo, gusto kong malaman mo na proud ako sa'yo. And kasi hindi siya madali eh. Hindi madaling maghintay. Tsaka alam mo yon, parang naghihintay ka sa wala. Pero it will really happen. And it's gonna be so worth it. It will happen that it's gonna be your time again. So you just hang in there, okay? And I want you to know that I appreciate all your support, all your love, from liking all my FB and IG posts to making copy link and liking and commenting on my TikTok videos, to waiting for me to post a story, to subscribing to my YouTube account, to sending Laika gems, to tweeting sweet messages about me, to watching my Kumu lives and supporting nonstop kahit lag minsan, and to DMing me a good night after a long, long day. I see it all. And hindi pa yan lahat ng ginagawa mo for me. And I hope you know na mahal kita. I really do. And this one's for you. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always, in always. Teka. At dahil you listened up until the end, I have a little gift for you. Kakantahan kita ng sobrang ikli lang naman. Wah, nauutal. Anyway, okay, let's go. I'll be there when the world says no. I'll be there like a long lost shadow. And for the things that you can't control, we'll all be better tomorrow. Close your eyes and... Wow. So, ayun nga. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always and always, love, Frances.